And this is Closer Look on 90.1 WABE. I'm Rose Scott.
And I'm Dennis O'Hare. Last week, health officials in Georgia confirmed the state's first human case of West Nile virus so far this season. The State Department of Public Health said the patient is an adult from the Atlanta area and that patient has already recovered. Epidemiologist Amanda Felposh from the Georgia Department of Public Health joins us now. Welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Quick primer on West Nile virus. We know it's carried by mosquitoes, or I think at least most folks do, but where did it originate and how long has it been around here in the U.S.?
Sure. It was first discovered in the West Nile district of Uganda in 1937. Since that time, it circulated in other parts of the world, but it was first documented in the United States in 1999, actually in New York. Since that time, cases have been documented in all 48 lower U.S. states, so there haven't been any cases in Alaska or Hawaii. But we did see the first case of West Nile in Georgia in 2001, and we had about six cases that year.
Now, in the last 5 years, let's say, about how many people have been infected in Georgia, and what's been the survival rate? Because we know that while a lot of people recover, some people have died from this.
Right. So just, you know, the survival rate is very, very high with this illness. Numbers vary per year, but deaths account for less than 1% of people infected. It's also important to remember that about 70 to 80% of people infected don't show any symptoms at all. So most people, you know, recover well from the disease. In Georgia, in the last 5 years or so, we've had, I'm looking at my numbers here, about 110 cases or so. We actually had a pretty high year in 2012. So usually we only have about 10 to 15 cases a year and usually only one or two deaths.
So, you know, also when people, when you hear about West Nile and the mosquitoes and folks, you don't want to sound the alarm, but people should understand that just because you get a mosquito bite, that doesn't mean you're going to get West Nile.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. All mosquitoes don't necessarily carry West Nile disease, but it is important to protect yourself because they do carry other diseases. It's kind of like wearing a seatbelt in a car. You want to make sure that you're protected. So if you're going to be doing stuff outside, working outside, you know, participating in outdoor activities, it's important to protect yourself from mosquitoes.
Well, how much information do we have about this patient? Was he or she near a place with a lot of water out in the woods? What do we know?
Well, you know, with West Nile, the incubation period, or the time from when a person is bitten by an infected mosquito until they show symptoms, can be anywhere from 2 to about 14 days. So it's often difficult to know exactly when someone was bitten by an infected mosquito. So we really recommend that people practice the 5 Ds of West Nile prevention, you know, which is mosquitoes carrying West Nile usually bite at dusk and dawn, so avoid or limit outdoor activity at that time. Dress, wear loose-fitting long-sleeve T-shirts and pants to reduce the amount of exposed skin. DEET, cover exposed skin with insect repellent containing DEET. And drain, empty any containers holding standing water because those are excellent breeding grounds for mosquitoes. And then finally, doors, which is make sure your doors and windows are in good repair and fit tightly and make sure to fix any torn or damaged screens to keep mosquitoes out of homes.
Usually we get an idea that West Nile is around because it shows up in birds. Was that the case this year as well?
No, we actually did have some mosquito pools test positive, but this year our first, you know, human case was this one, so that was kind of our idea that it was back this year. But cases occur every year pretty much in all of those 48 states that do, you know, have cases, and so it's not uncommon to see it. This is also not an atypical year. Most of our cases are generally determined between August and October.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, I mean, if this is the first confirmed case and we're already late into the summer, does this mean we're actually seeing fewer cases this year so far?
You know, so far, technically, yes, fewer cases. However, like I said, the last couple of years, 75 to 80% of our cases were reported after August. So this is not, considerably atypical, and we certainly don't want to, you know, think that this could be a low year. There could be more cases that come around.
You know, a lot of times I think people, when they see maybe dead birds, and they automatically think, well, there's something wrong with that bird. If people are seeing dead birds, should they report them to the county health department? I'm kind of curious.
You know, we don't do the testing on the birds any longer, so they don't necessarily need to report them. You know, you can't. It's important to know that there's no evidence to suggest that people can get it from the dead birds. You know, they can't contract West Nile from them. But as with any dead animal, you should not touch it with bare hands. So if people do see dead birds, they should, you know, use gloves or use a plastic bag to pick them up so they don't touch them.
You know, and also in years we've seen counties where they've been, I think it was just a few years ago, Dennis, when you saw some spraying in the different counties. What has to happen for it to get to that level? Do you have to have more than maybe 5 cases of West Nile for counties to say, you know what, we need to start spraying to protect people?
Mm-hmm. It would really be, I think, a case-by-case kind of basis.
So have we seen any counties or cities even think about this so far with just one case reported? Or, as you were saying, because we often see more cases later in the summer, are any counties and cities looking at it anyway?
That's something I wouldn't know here at the State Health Department.
Oh, they don't have to tell you, for instance, if they're going ahead and doing that?
Not with the human health epidemiology.
Okay. Generally, and this may be one you know or may not be, when a county or a city goes out and sprays, what kinds of chemicals do they normally use? Are there things that the health department tells them are most effective?
You know, that would really be a question for our environmental health department, likely.
Okay. What are the signs of West Nile? For instance, if you have been bitten by a mosquito and the incubation period's been going along, is there something that tells you early on, ooh, you might want to get this checked out?
Yeah, so again, 70 to 80% of people infected will not show any symptoms at all. But those who do show symptoms, the majority of them, it will be fever, headache, body ache, joint pain, vomiting and diarrhea, or rash. People with those types of symptoms usually recover completely, but fatigue and weakness may last a few weeks or months. A very small number of people, so less than 1% of people infected, will develop a serious neurological illness. And that may include symptoms, again, like headache, high fever, neck stiffness, disorientation, tremors, seizures, or paralysis. People with those types of symptoms may take weeks or months to recover from the severe symptoms, and sometimes the neurologic effects may be permanent. But it is important to remember that a very small percentage of people experience those severe symptoms.
And as we wrap up, someone listening might say, well, look, it's just one confirmed case. Why are we even having this conversation? But because of events that have happened in the past. So, in moving forward, obviously health departments have to alert people when there is a confirmed case. But do you also think it's sort of maybe putting too much fear too quickly with just one confirmed case?
No, I mean, I don't think it's a fear factor at all. I think it's important to be aware. Again, you know, like I said before, a large majority of our cases are identified in August or later. So it's important for people just to be aware that West Nile is out there. And again, mosquitoes also carry other viruses. So it's important to protect yourself just to keep yourself from becoming ill.
And dump out all of that standing water you have
right,
around your
absolutely.
Place. Epidemiologist Amanda Felposh from the Georgia Department of Public Health. Well, we hope there aren't any more confirmed cases of West Nile. Thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.